Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chuck has come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. 800-636-1067. Is the number. We are going to talk to Doug Bell coming up at 8:40. He's a golf guy. Talk some golf. It returns next week.
That's right, June 11th, down there in Texas, the Charles Schwab Challenge.
Now, what was the Vijay Singh controversy with the Corn Ferry Tour? Were those guys upset that he was playing?
Sorry, the weirdest guys. Headline ever.
Hey, Eric, I can fill you in.
Can I guess?
Sure, go
my
ahead.
Guess Ferry is, because I didn't bother to read it, my guess was they didn't like that he was taking up a spot because he was so good, and his excuse was he just wants to play golf.
Exactly. That's yeah. You basically hit the nail on the head.
Is
that
right.
All the golf hardos are bitter because he's taking up a spot from a person that could legitimately need to play the Corn Ferry Tour in order to play the PGA.
Again, no radio show talks more about Tomas Muster and the Corn Ferry Tour than this one right here.
Yeah.
This radio show.
We got you covered,
and
man.
I think it's because they're giving him an exemption.
Uh-huh.
I think it's like his home course.
And they're also trying to promote
exactly.
The friggin' Corn Ferry Tour.
Well, they need some help.
Right.
You know what? If Vijay Singh can bring one more pair of eyeballs to the Corn Ferry Tour, they should be bending over backwards. That's an old man's.
I'm going to ask my
but that, yeah, but that's play. Not the point of the Corn Ferry Tour. The point of the tour is to allow guys
generally.
To move up to the PGA Tour and get their exemptions
okay,
there.
Okay, that's fine. That's the point. It doesn't want to be popular.
I don't think Vijay Singh's going to do much for it.
But it would be.
I don't either.
It would be
Trust
the same
me.
Thing as like Manny Ramirez being on a double A roster.
Okay.
Put it this way: if I was on the fence to go to that tournament, wherever it is, and I hurt and I was on the fence, but VJ's going to be there, I'm still probably not going to go.
Right.
Oh, if you're on the fence, that might put me over the top. I mean,
no.
I've seen Vijay play a bunch.
Well,
if you're on the fence,
you could follow Vijay for the entire 18. Probably not going to be that many people. Go see a CLA major winner.
Yeah.
No. Believe me, I don't care that much to watch.
If you
VJ
go to the
play.
Corn Ferry Tour, you don't have a lot going on in your life.
Correct.
In my opinion.
Well,
the golf
is still really good. I mean,
it's
those
amazing.
Guys are silly.
I'm sure it's very good.
Those
I'm
guys
sure
are legit.
Good.
My buddy, I don't know if I'm allowed to go on record with this. I believe my buddy is hosting a Corn Ferry event this year.
I think you could go on record with that.
Well, no, I don't, because I'm not sure I'm allowed to. I'm not sure I'm allowed to, and I'm not sure it's official.
Is it a closely held state secret?
Did you say he ended up withdrawing from the tournament? Did you say that?
Yeah, he withdrew. He withdrew because there was
so much
backlash.
I don't know if I said that, but I saw
that. Who would know? Who would know if he was in or withdrew? Who would know that?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. A couple people want to chime in on your carpet, Jason. We should go to them first, and then we'll go to Wacky Todd in Martinsburg.
By the way, someone just texted that my wife is rolled up in the carpet. No, she's not.
That's a great zing.
That'd be a great way to get rid of her.
She actually helped me get it out
there.
No,
that'd be a terrible way to get rid of her, EB, because I've seen every forensic files known
right.
to man.
That's all pretty popular.
All the carpet fibers would be embedded on her body. I mean,
Richard Gere got away with it.
He would be found in like that.
I think the guy that
plus
killed
he's the husband. He's the he's always the prime suspect.
Cakes, what was his name? The guy that killed the poor girl in Aruba,
Vandersloot.
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 Yeah.
Did he kill another girl, like in Argentina or something?
And he rolled her up in a carpet.
I think.
Well, he's a murderer. He's a big stupid.
No, he put her in his suitcase.
In his suitcase.
What was the name of the movie with Richard Gere and Diane Lane? She looks so hot.
Unfaithful.
Unfaithful. Yeah, he rolled the guy up in the carpet.
Well, before he did that, he smashed him on the head with the
snow globe.
Yeah.
Right. But then he rolled the guy up in the carpet and threw it in the dump. Where JP thinks it was closed,
right?
And he got away with it. He was never charged.
Jason saw the Theresa's May Amazon statement.
Richard Gere was very upset when he got in a fender bender when the dude's body was in the trunk.
Of course.
And they were going to try to open up the trunk.
Yeah, he wanted to help.
He turned from Richard Gere to Rick Gere.
Well, it wouldn't close. The trunk wouldn't close. He tried like 10 times.
It's a good flick.
All right, let's go to the carpet guys first, and then we'll go to Todd. I think Russell's in Alexandria on line 4. Russell, what's up?
Hello. Hey, how you guys doing today?
This morning? Hey, Russell.
What's up, Russ?
Hey, what's up? Hey, yo, just let you know, I name my company Sunshine Hauling, LLC. That's what I do for a living. I'm a 100% T1. I just never call. I think I called Chad a couple of times or something. But, other than that, that's what I do for a living, and I'm the best to ever do it. And also, I'm the most reasonable hauling company.
Well, cell phones aren't your business.
I can't hear you. Yeah.
Plus, he has a really deep
maybe you should
voice.
Haul away your cell phone.
I put him on hold if you want to talk to him, Jason.
All right, just find out what he's charging.
I don't know. He was promoting his company. It sounds like they do it and they're reasonable. So we'll get his information.
Well, I don't know what business he's in.
The
I know
hauling
nothing.
Business.
Put it this way: if it costs more than free, he's probably out of the running because people are offering their services.
Right.
Go to line 6, Charles in Fairfax. What's up?
Guy needs to toss that cell phone into the trash there.
Yep, exactly.
So a couple weeks I called. I did a contest with you guys, Charles, the trash salesman. Since you guys are saying, anyways,
vaguely remember,
rug, yeah. Yes, sir. That rug, you're definitely going to have to get that hauled. Either call in as a special pickup. Uh-huh. You're definitely not going to be able to just let those guys toss that into the truck. It's not going to happen.
They won't do that for $20.
I mean, depending on how big it is, but if you're talking about it being your whole basement, they're definitely not going to be able to do that.
No, it was a smaller room. It's not the entire basement. It's a smaller room. It's probably like a 12 by 10. It's not an area rug.
You might be able to get away with that. Just having some rando come into your house, that might not be the best way to go about it.
He's comfortable
with
that.
He does that. He has randos come all the time. He sells them stuff.
Why do you think that's not the best way?
I mean, Justin, having all these fans come to your house, man.
Safety.
I don't know if that's the...
Yeah, right.
It'll be fine. Come on.
It's fine.
It'll be one guy, maybe two.
Yeah, it's fine. Until somebody shows up with a butcher knife.
JP had a party at his condo with a bunch of the listeners. They walked him over from Harris Teeter.
Right, drank all the liquor in his house.
I've never done that.
It wasn't a Harris Teeter.
Whatever it is.
It was like a beer and wine shop.
Whatever, same thing.
And then, we walked across the street and we had the book party.
Yeah. JP dug up one old bottle of wine and some half drunk.
No, they drank his Johnny Blue.
Yeah, the Johnny Walker Blue.
Yeah, they drank the good stuff.
Yeah, like a $300 bottle of hooch.
And unlike you guys, I gave away memorabilia. Gave away my turkey bowl jersey.
Why would you do that?
That's the in case of getting fired break glass merchandise.
I'm saving that, buddy.
The P1s. We had giveaways.
Although I'll tell you right now,
you know what the P1s will do? They will pay for that.
Right.
Whatever. I don't need to whore out everything. Just gave them away.
I'll
I think I gave
out.
Away my 106.7 The Fan. Was it that? Remember when we had when it changed to sports? We had those huge jerseys that said 106, the Wizards.
They were Wizards jerseys, weren't they?
Yeah. Gave that
I still
away.
Have that. I'll sell that for $200.
Sign it. You could go for $300.
I never got mine. I was on vacation. It disappeared.
Yeah. Hey,
Vanny's probably sold it on eBay.
I'll sign the carpet.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know what? No. Here's what you do. You cut up the carpet into a bunch of smaller squares.
Sign it 50 times.
That's the move.
Like an Upper Deck baseball card.
I'm probably paying my car payments.
Limited 100%. Edition Lurch's carpet.
Yeah.
You're going to send out signed carpet samples from your basement.
I'll do it.
And then have Dukes put it on a candle.
Right.
And it could smell like your sink.
Yeah, and it could be like, you know, when
that earthing smell.
You know, when they, when they cut up like Terry McLaurin's jersey and put a little stitch of it on the card.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes.
Now we're cooking with fire, EB.
Now we're really thinking.
Let's go to Todd in Martinsburg. Todd, what's up? Long time.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, Todd. What's up, man?
Todd.
Thanks for all those emails, Todd.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, Lurch, I greatly appreciate. Thank you for giving me the Gmail so you guys could validate me. Yeah, Crystal's lucky. You saw the car, did you not?
Yes, I saw.
Well, hold on. I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures of
your she's lucky
your
to
wife.
Be alive, 100%.
Yeah.
And that was the side of my head, you guys. Yeah, the one you all were trying to figure out.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, now I have an inch out of my head because of that.
Yeah. You and your wife, quite a combo. Missing a lot.
As well, thanks for keeping it real, guys. But, as well. Strapped in watching KBO, Tigers are up 7-2 on the Giants. Preston Tucker, he banged one out in the third inning.
Preston Tucker, is he the former Marlin outfielder?
I want to say, he was there and possibly Atlanta too, you guys. Yeah. But on that note, great baseball story. The year is 1982. I can't remember anything, guys, as far as short-term memory.
Right.
My brain surgery was on the right temporal lobe. It's where my memory is.
Maybe that's my problem, Cakes. brain surgery.
I don't think you had a chunk of yours taken out like Todd did.
The year is 1982, you guys. As well, my mother, before I had that accident on the playground, my mother takes me to Ice Capades. And this is the year that this Super Bowl 17 Washington Redskins beat the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, she took me to Ice Capades down at the old US Air Arena.
Right.
And as well, watched a great thing about the Redskins over the weekend of the 82 Redskins. As well, I'm sitting down there in the front, watching this thing. And as well, during the intermission, this little boy gets on ice. And about 35 feet away, guess who his daddy is going to get him on the ice? He was in his London Fog jacket. Joe Theismann. My mom's like, hey, Todd, go down there and get that man's autograph. Do you know who that is? I said, oh, my God, that's Joe Theismann. Well, should have kept that signature, but as well was in my program and never had it again.
Don't worry. He signed for you today. No problem.
Oh, that as well. The same year, you guys. The same year after I arrested and got flown to the Children's in D.C., they got me back into Martinsburg, and it was a couple months after this. It was a couple months after the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah,
Fulton Walker lived here in Martinsburg, and he had just made history. Did he not?
Fulton Walker.
He ran back the kickoff return. Yeah. Yes, sir, he did. He lives right. Yeah, he lived right up here in Martinsburg. God rest his soul. He died in 2016. Oh. But that year, I played with a boy. On my baseball team, my little league team. His name was Chad Robinson. I did not do the math at all, but as well, I went to a Super Bowl party with this kid.
What is this about, Cakes? Well.
He just likes telling stories.
This is the last bit. Give us the Chad Robinson bit.
This is my last bit of it. Anyway, that summer, go down at the school as well. We're getting ready to have baseball practice. Well, lo and behold, Chad Robinson played on my team as well. Guess who rolls in a Mercedes? Brooks Robinson.
Brooks, so he's doing Brooks all his celebrity.
He's doing star
celebrity run-in
30 years ago. Wait, 1982 was a big year for you. 1100 on
But as well,
did you ever meet Oscar Pistorius? Was that his name, Cakes?
No, I don't think you ever met him.
Oh, no,
because here's why I didn't meet him. Because he wasn't relevant in 1982.
Oh.
Yeah, Todd, thank you very much. And apparently he has proven that his wife is one-legged.
Oh, yeah, I saw pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, one definitely missing one of them.
Very nice.
Yeah. Right, and the car was pummeled.
Bunch of people.
By the way, I was thinking of Preston Wilson. Valdez reminded me. Preston Tucker, much younger, and not a brother.
I wasn't thinking of any Prestons.
Right.
Not a single one.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, take more of your calls here on an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. You searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Mm-hmm. My good friends over there at Window Nation, Harley and Aaron. And by the way, I got to thank my good friend Greg Height from Darvish Interiors. He's my boy. He came over. He, you know, was asking people about the carpet if they could come over. He's going to pay these guys $40 or so to take it away. He comes over. Well, he didn't even tell me he was coming over. And then he sends me a picture of the carpet in his truck driving away.
He just drove it away? Just went in your backyard?
Went in the backyard, took it, it's gone.
Look at that. So, now, look at that.
How well do you know him?
I know Greg very well.
So he's like a buddy.
Yeah, he's a buddy. And I just didn't expect him to come over by himself. Because it's heavy, so he's a strong MF-er.
He did that by himself.
I assume. I don't think he had anybody with him.
Right.
So maybe he brought Jason.
Gone.
Maybe he brought his daughter, who I sent the tweet.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067. Our boy Kevin from Glory Days is online, too. What's up, Kevin?
Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas, it's good to hear you guys, man. You
Thanks,
know,
man.
It's hard to follow that last call.
That's right. True.
Hey, he's entertaining.
Yeah, but I want to know if you guys, in the future, would you think you'll have Joey B or Craig on to talk what's going to happen here when the hockey finally starts back up? And who do you guys think that has a chance to come out of the Metro?
Well, we'll definitely have those guys on.
We just 100%. Had them on last Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
JP?
Yeah, Locker's a big tennis player, apparently. He's taking tennis lessons.
Yep. Is that right?
Yeah, but he says, almost every day now.
He said the three things he likes to do are play tennis, take walks with his wife, and drink IPAs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. I feel like I'm totally out of the loop on the Caps and momentum and where they stand. And like, if the playoffs started today, what seed would they be, Cakes?
The three. Well, they're the three seed. They play in the round robin that was proposed to see where they get seeded against the teams that play the opening play-in rounds.
I mean, we talked to Locker about this on Saturday, and you'll remember they were playing mediocre, really, for the last couple months. They were treading water, but still atop the division, but basically playing .500 hockey for the last couple of months.
Well, plus the Metro was getting super tight, too. I think the Caps ended with 90 points, so they're your division champions. But they were only ahead of the Flyers, who were like 9-1 in their last 10, who had 89 points.
Right.
It was really tight at the top of the Metro.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Would be interesting, by the way, that round robin, because it would be with Tampa, I believe Boston, and Philly, correct?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
What's up, Joe?
Good. Hope everyone's well. I just want to share with you guys that one positive thing about this COVID, I think, came out is that I like watching soccer and gambling on it. I've been watching this Bundesliga for a couple weeks now and putting some money on it. And honestly, I think I would rather watch high-level European soccer with some cash on it than watch a NBA game or a baseball game.
Even if you had cash on it?
No, I have to. Even if I had cash on the NBA game or the baseball game.
So you're becoming a
soccer
fan.
Why is that?
I don't know why that is. I think I just like it. I mean, it's more compelling, like 1-0. It could be like I mean, I guess I get it. It's low scoring, but like anything can happen out there. It seems like there's higher drama.
Yeah,
and I mean the flopping's annoying, but it's part of the game. And there's flopping in NBA, which some could say is even worse. So
well, let me ask
you
this: so the next German Bundesliga game on the board is Freiburg against Borussia.
Are you just asking for a winner?
Yeah, give me a fatty.
I wanted to dig into why he likes it. Like, let him give you a fatty in a second. Like, I get that with the World Cup. Uh-huh. I totally feel that way at the World Cup. All of those matches, they don't even have to be countries that I care about, per se, you know, or have no vested. It's not just American soccer. I love the drama of the World Cup. For whatever reason, it hasn't transferred for me personally with the, you know, the Bundesliga or some of these other leagues.
Mm-hmm.
But with the World Cup, I'm with you 100%.
Have you seen Freiburg?
Like, I'm going to ask you, how old are you, Joe?
37.
Okay. All right.
Because I think a lot of the younger generation,
no question,
they're becoming huge EPL fans.
Very trendy.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for EPL to start. I've been watching the rerun of Chelsea versus
Man U. You're getting horny for it.
See, so maybe even a 37-year-old, do you play the game online?
FIFA? No, I bought an Xbox during COVID, and right. I've been playing Madden on that nonstop. I haven't gone on live yet, though.
Because what I was going to say, a lot of people play FIFA, and they become fans by watching on TV, which is now available. It used to not be available on weekends or whenever, and they play FIFA, so it's kind of a combination. That's why it's gotten more popular.
Right, yep.
Jason sounds desperate to bet on Freiburg.
Well, if you guys let me get the question in, have you ever seen Freiburg or Borussia play?
They're two low-level teams, EB. Jason, here's what I would do. I would wait till Saturday, and you have the stalwart teams, the two best teams of Bundesliga playing lower-level teams. You got Bayern Munich, one of the best teams in the league, and then you got Dortmund playing. I would parlay those. It'll take down the money line to about even money, and I would do that.
I think JP and I will be doing live updates on that game on Saturday morning. I'm serious. I'll give you score updates. I don't care.
All right. He wants me to wait. All right. I don't know if I can wait. I got a game about 4 hours.
I already put money on Gladbach, FC, ME, Gladbach, or however you pronounce it. They're pretty good. They're a good team.
I'll keep an eye out.
I'm doing the Saturday show with Cakes, and it just feels so different because by this point in the week, if it was me and Jason from 9 to noon, I would have received 5 texts on who I'm booking for the show.
JP, we're going to be giving updates on Red Bull Leipzig taking on SC Paderborn, whoever they are. That starts at 9:30 in the a.m.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect for us.
We can maybe give some live play-by-play.
Definitely.
Hopefully it'll be better than the play-by-play we did for Georgetown's Midnight Madness.
that wasn't terrible. The worst play-by-play we did was when we were in the booth with Joe B. And
Locke. You and Cakes. I mean, we were hammered. You had like 15 Jack and Cokes.
No, we had like hammered is a stretch. Feeling it a little bit, yes.
Oh, I was 50% hammered. I was buzzing.
Never
good.
It'll never be done again. That was a junkie's one-off.
Well, Rebecca really liked us. I don't think
I love Joe B. and Locker, but that is not our scene.
I think they might give us another shot, potentially, but I don't think Damon loves us the way Rebecca loved us. Like, she, you know what I mean? She was the GM.
Yeah.
She enabled that to happen. Damon's not going to – he didn't like us that much.
You know what? It's fine by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
People, I had to remember that they were. It wasn't about us. It was about the game.
By the way,
JP,
we have a Bundesliga quadruple header at 9:30 on Saturday morning. 4 matches.
Very nice.
By the way, there's an English Premier League EPL game at 2. Man City playing Arsenal. Man City's a pretty big favorite, but do I lay the goal and a half? Is the question.
Ask Blake Jiffen. He seems to be plugged in.
Drabby?
On international soccer.
Drabby, pay attention to me. You're always into this soccer.
I'm on the phone, Rick, with some old lady who wants to talk about Wes Unseld.
Oh.
Hey, you can call her a lady. You can call her an old lady.
You get off the phone with your great-grandmother.
That's just rude.
Give me a fatty on the Man City game.
And I get called an ageist all the time.
All right, give me a second.
Good Lord.
Let me
all right, let's go to James. Line 5, Valdez. James, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey. Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, James?
Hey, listen, I would rather bet on cornhole than that soccer thing. But anyway,
I'd bet on anything if I could win.
All right.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, guys, when 1981, I'm gonna take you back like Todd did. In '81, what grade were you guys in? What grade were you guys in?
Fifth grade or something? Yeah, we were 11.
I'm falling.
Whatever, 11. My daughter's gonna be in.
Sixth.
So Jason fifth,
was already sixth. He was already 6'2".
Yeah, Jason was dunking.
Well, 1981, Bias is playing against High Point, Northwestern. Yeah. High Point.
Yes.
Vernon. Yep. Butler hits a half court shot.
Yes.
In Bias's face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
Yep.
No,
I wasn't at the game, but I remember the players. I remember Butler went there. Yeah.
Vernon Butler hits the shot from half court with 2 seconds left and right in Bias's face. And when they're giving out the awards, Bias throws his plaque. He didn't want it. He chucked his plaque underneath the stands. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
But I was wondering if you guys remembered that since you're PG County guys. But
I played against Jay Bias. You remember Jay Bias?
Yeah, I remember Jay. I remember Jay. Jay was a good player. Yeah.
Yeah, really, that was another player. Tragedy.
Do you remember Pat Cherry? Pat Cherry, Darren Satterwhite?
I remember Satterwhite,
I'm sorry, yeah. Pat Cradle.
I don't Satterwhite. Remember him.
Because I don't live in this county. I live in PG.
How but old I remember,
are you,
I remember,
how old are you, James?
I remember DeMatha. When I was playing for DeMatha in '88, it was early in that season, and Northwestern was one of the better public schools in the area. I'm not sure where they were ranked in the post, but they had Jay Bias. They had a real good point guard. Can't remember his name, but the post hyped it up as like one of these huge games, DeMatha mm-hmm. versus, you know, the best private versus the best public. Mm-hmm.
And
we
happened?
Smoked them by about 35.
Right. Do you remember what Jay Bias played?
Your front line was like 6'10 and 6'11.
We're just better.
Do you remember where Jay played, Jason?
Where he played? What do you mean?
At college. I think he played at Allegheny Community College.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't
think
remember.
That's where he played. Do you remember where he was killed?
It was in PG County Plaza, right?
PG Plaza. Which was where we used to go after school all the time.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, sad
several
story.
Times a week.
Sad.
Yeah. Yeah, brutal.
Wasn't that where you had your shoe hookup?
Potentially. I've been told to keep that on the low
keep
key.
Keep that name off
what?
The air.
Yeah. 35 years ago, hey, you're worried about that?
I'm not, but it's maybe it's rankled
other
people.
The other person is?
Maybe it's rankled other people, yeah. Yeah.
It's ruffled a few feathers.
Hold on, Drabby, what happened? The girl got the old lady got bitter?
Yeah, she goes, oh, jeez, that was rude.
What?
And hung up.
Who was she bitter at? Me?
She was Rickett.
No, it was me.
No, Drabby. You call her an old fart.
Well, there's no young ladies calling in about Wes Unseld.
Right. Probably, there's no young sellies.
It's probably one lady calling about Wes Unseld.
Call back. I apologize.
Yeah, do you want to give it? What was her take? What was her opinion?
We didn't get to it.
Well,
just
we
said,
talked about it when Wes passed.
No, she just said, this is my first time calling. I'm really excited. I want to talk about us. Tell you a story about Wes.
Oh, Trav murdered her.
All right. Well, she could tell a story. I'd like to hear it.
Me too. She hung up.
All right. Yeah. Coming up next.
You really wanted to hear it.
Call back,
what
Grandma.
What else are we doing? Valdez?
I got Doug Bell, EB, to talk some golf. He's a golf analyst for SiriusXM and CBS Sports HQ. We'll talk about the PGA Tour returning next week. Maybe you can ask him about the cornhole tour or whatever.
Corn Ferry.
I know, I'm just joking. Doug Bell will join us next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Doug Bell covers golf for SiriusXM and CBS Sports HQ. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, guys. How are you? I can't believe 7 days from today, next week at this time, I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas, and PGA Tour golf will be back live and in person. Can't wait.
So are you going to be on the course? You're going to be on the course reporter? What have they told you? What have your bosses told you about? Are you going to have to wear a mask at times? I mean, what are the restrictions going to be like?
Well, that's interesting. I think the players and the caddies and the rules officials, the on-course spotters, they will be inside what they refer to as the bubble. And all of those people will be tested before they go with the swab test. And then obviously when they get there, testing will continue on a daily basis with the temperature test. As for myself, I'll be outside the ropes, just outside the ropes. There will be no spectators. So I'm going to have to keep my distance because, as we described the action on the radio, our voices will just carry like crazy because there won't be any buffer as far as spectators or anything like that or grandstands. And so I will be, even though I'll be there, I'll be, quite a distance, I would say, somewhere in the vicinity of 30, 40 yards away from the action, even though I'll have to get closer at times because some of the greens are elevated and things like that. But and I'll be tested on a daily basis. But other than that, no restrictions. We'll not have to wear a mask unless we'll interview the players after the round and we'll have these boom mics like they use on NASCAR. You see that on television here the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think if a player is uncomfortable, we'll have a mask on us. They told us to wear have a mask handy. But other than that, it'll be standard operating procedure. Although, guys, it'll be completely different without spectators or without grandstands. We've never seen the course like that.
Right.
And it'll be different for the players.
Doug, what was the last live sporting event you covered before everything got shut down?
Wow. Well, the first round of the Players' Championship, that was back in March. And it was, we had heard rumors. The first round was going on. It was a beautiful day in Ponte Vedra. There was tournament basketball going on. You take a break, it was on television, and then all of a sudden, everything stops. So that's the last time I've been out doing a live sporting event. This will be the first time I've gotten back on an airplane. I'm going to fly from where I live in Birmingham, Alabama to Dallas next Wednesday morning. And that'll be somewhat unusual. I've had friends who've flown here in the last few weeks and they said, you wear a mask and the planes obviously aren't very crowded, but that'll be different. The players, the vast majority of the players will be on a private charter. They're traveling together, although the tour has given the players the option if they want to go in an RV or fly privately, they can do that as well. So that's how the players will be, this roving caravan from spot to spot now. When the PGA starts next week, that's how the players will get around.
Hey, before we get into the PGA topics and the serious stuff, I was just perusing your Twitter, and I was going through some of your recent photos, and you actually have photos of some old events, like I guess you called Dabo Swinney's first game as an interim head coach 12 years ago.
Yeah, sure did.
But the one that I want to hear is your story of your first ace.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, thanks for bringing that up. It makes me feel good now. Because
might as well. Let's revel.
I've been playing golf for a long time, and at one time in my life, I was, at least in my mind, I was ultra competitive. Grew up down in South Florida and played with some really good players. Mark Calcavecchia was a guy who I played against in a lot of tournaments, and Jack Nicklaus Jr., and some guys who've gone on and accomplished things in the game of golf other than me. I was relegated to describing things, but believe me, I've certainly enjoyed it. But yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was at my home course in Birmingham and playing with a couple of friends. We were lucky enough to be playing early. The state of Alabama allowed us to go out and play golf during the COVID shutdown. And lo and behold, hit a great shot at a par three. Wind was behind me. It was about 167 yards. I had an 8-iron. One hop in the hole, And where it was situated, guys, I could not see where the hole was cut. And my friend, who has, you know, he's known for salty language, he kept saying, that was in the freaking hole. That was in the... And I said, how do you know that? Don't talk it out of the hole. Don't jinx it. Sure enough, we got up there. And there it was. So you always remember your first. Yep.
That is great. So yep. Kevin Na is the defending champion of this particular term, the Charles Schwab, down to Colonial. Yep. But the field is going to be huge and strong because, obviously, these players have not played since March. So Rory's in it. Rahm's in it. Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, Koepka, Schauffele, DJ, Reed and Fowler. I mean, this is like a major field. I mean, it really is. This is going to be awesome.
Well, it'll be great in that regard. You know, the first time, listen, Colonial is a tournament that started back in 1946, guys. It's the longest running tournament on the PGA Tour at a single venue. Ben Hogan won the first two, went on to win five. And then if you look at the Wall of Champions next to the first tee, it's a marble wall. And the names are amazing. I mean, we got Nicholas and Palmer and Trevino and Crenshaw and Watson and Phil Mickelson. And the names go on and on and on. And so, you know, it's been a great tournament, but they've never, ever in their history had a field like this. You mentioned the top five guys in the world. They're all going to play, and it's the first time in more than three decades the top five guys in the world have played in Fort Worth. You mentioned Rory McIlroy, number one, John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, JT, Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson's number five. I mean, they're all playing. It's incredible. Rory has never played at Colonial in his career. And the only guys not playing in the top 20, Tiger not playing, Adam Scott not playing. Tommy Fleetwood has not come back over to the United States from England yet. But, yeah, the field is incredible. The golf course is going to be tough. It really is going to be like a major championship. And listen, golf is going to be back. Eyeballs are going to be watching next week that maybe haven't, or maybe they watched the match two weeks ago. I mean, 7 million people watched it on Sunday. They said, you know what, this golf thing's pretty fun, even though – tournament golf will be a little different than that, but you're right. It's going to really be incredible, and I think golf hopefully is going to take advantage of that because I think that's a big deal for the PGA Tour next week.
Now, when do you have to be in town? Do you live in Alabama?
Yeah, I do. This is home base. This is where my family. You know, I have three boys. I say boys. They're young men now, but they all grew up here and.
So when do you have to be in Dallas?
I'll be there on Wednesday morning. I get there Wednesday morning. I'll get to the golf course, check it out, even though I'm familiar with the layout. But I do want to see it, and I do want to talk to some players just to kind of get their feel. Because, like I said, Rory McIlroy now, he's from what I understand, he's going to go in on Tuesday, and he needs to play the golf course. Colonial is – there's a lot of dog legs. And if you know, it really requires having played there quite a bit to kind of understand it. And I think Rory, obviously, he's the number one guy in the world for a reason, and he'll figure it out pretty quickly. But I just think he'll be at somewhat of a disadvantage early, you know, going on a golf course where you know his big weapon is the driver. And at Colonial, you don't hit a lot of drivers. You hit a lot of three woods. You hit a lot of hybrids. You hit a lot of irons off the tee because it's hard to hit those fairways.
Right.
Are they going to play? I'm sorry, I should know this. Has it been decided? Are they going to play back-to-back events at Murrayfield?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that'll be. You know, they go down or Fort Worth, Colonial, and then you go to Hilton Head, and then you go to the Travelers, and then you go to Detroit for the Rocket Mortgage, and then that's when the John Deere the next week was canceled, and the tour thought about coming back to Sawgrass. That's their headquarters. They own the golf course, obviously. We talked about that was the last time we had live golf was at the Players. But they felt, really, from a logistics standpoint, it was better just to bring the Players to Muirfield. They asked Jack Nicklaus. They said, hey, would you mind if we go back-to-back? It might not have been that casual of a question, but maybe it was. And the Golden Bear was like, sure. And that is an incredible golf course, Muirfield Village, and they can certainly handle back-to-back tournaments. And so that's what the Players are going to do. The first week will be 156, a regular tour event sponsored by Workday. Mm-hmm. And then the second week will be the regular Memorial Tournament where you have 120 players. And that is when Tiger Woods, the great Tiger Woods, is expected to be back. That is unofficial. He hasn't announced it yet. But most people assume that's when he'll resume his season at the Memorial.
So that'll be July 16th. We won't see Tiger till mid-July.
That's what they say, you know, unless – now, listen, Tiger has – I mean, he has until 5 o'clock tomorrow to announce if he wants to go to Fort Worth next week. I mean, that's still a possibility. I think that is a extreme long shot. You know, he's played at Colonial one time 25 years ago. He's played at the Travelers one time 25 years ago. RBC Heritage at Hilton Head. Mm. Never played the Travelers. Is not going to play Rocket Mortgage because that was his tournament in D.C. that moved to right. Detroit, and now right. he's gone to other tournaments. So, yeah, I think the Memorial is the next time we're going to see him.
Yeah.
Joined by Doug Bell, golf analyst for SiriusXM and CBS Sports HQ. And since you're talking about Tiger and you mentioned the match, what did you make of the way he played?
Well, nobody moves the needle like he does. I was intrigued by the whole match and those ratings guys. I mean, it grew as the match went on. 7 million people watched that thing the last hour. That's higher ratings than a major championship like the British Open gets. So it was cool. I thought Tiger played his home course, knew the course real well, didn't miss a fairway. I thought he looked fantastic. He looks skinny. Looks like he's lost weight, which I think is good because it takes a little pressure off his back. What I saw is a guy, and he mentioned it, you know, he said, listen, I've been playing more tennis than golf. I've been spending time with my kids. He's very happy. I think he's certainly capable. And I think this whole shutdown that we've had has benefited him more than anyone else, because his body now, by the looks of what we saw, his body's in good shape and he's ready to go. But I think what we're going to see, we talked about him returning to the Memorial. I think from here on out at 44 years of age, we're going to see Tiger maybe 10 to 12 tournaments a season maximum. So just enjoy it when he comes out because we're not going to see him much. And I think that's what he has to do. Obviously, his family's important to him, but I think physically it's tough for him to go back-to-back tournaments, and he just has to be very careful.
So, Doug, I know there's going to be fanless here for the first few weeks, but as each state kind of reopens, Maryland's already going to phase two tomorrow. All right, so each state's obviously getting closer and closer to reopening as normal, but do you see the tour also adapting that and maybe, especially when you get to the fall for those huge tournaments, you know, the Masters will be in November, do you envision the tour, you know, eventually having some fans out there?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I know the state of Texas, last week the governor announced that he would allow fans back, and the PGA Tour was kind of like, well, you know, David Keith Jackson, whoa, Nelly, let's don't get crazy because we put so many plans in place. So they're going to keep it no fans at Colonial in the first 4 weeks. But the Memorial, again, when Tiger returns, that's when fans are allowed in. We don't know how many fans will be allowed in to Jack's tournament, but that'll be a benchmark. And then from there on out, I think gradually as states, where they go, states will allow it. I do think, as college football and professional football starts playing games, and then we get into that crazy fall season where you have a United States Open followed by the Ryder Cup, and then in November you have the Masters, I do think the fans will be back. I think that fall Masters at Augusta in November, I think you're going to have patrons, as they describe them, will be back on the grounds, and I think that'll be something very special for all of us who love the game of golf, and obviously the Masters is something that kind of crosses sports lines. You know, people who don't ordinarily watch golf certainly watch the Masters. Although, guys, that'll be an interesting weekend because you're going to have the Masters on a Saturday, probably the SEC on CBS Saturday night, and then on Sunday the final round with the NFL going on. So I can't wait to see how that all plays out in November.
Yep, and who knows where college sports will be, like college hoops, I guess, maybe starting up around that time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I forgot it. Yeah, college basketball, too. Yeah, a lot going on.
Let's hope it all works out. Hey, Doug, appreciate the time, buddy. We'll be certainly listening and watching next week.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Love Doug Bell. Is that the first time we've had Doug on?
Yeah,
he's very good.
He's excellent.
By the way, I'm better at drab.
Why?
Because
why so Rick?
This is what drab does, is that he mines for golf information from me.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then he chats up the guest, and then the guest gets all chummy with drab because they think drab is this golf savant.
Oh, you're jealous. Oh, yeah. Jealous now.
Yeah. I'm making the guest nice and comfortable.
I know, but
you know what he's doing?
Drab's
he's fluffing the guest. He's fluffing your guest.
I know.
Valdez.
I should be doing the fluffing.
You should Valdez be doing all the fluffing.
Drab discovered him.
Especially with golf guests.
No.
Discovered him. You discovered him. He's been doing sports for 40 years.
Hey, he hadn't been on the show before.
Yes, that is true. First time on the show. Good job, Trav. All right, thank you very much to Doug Bell. You can follow on Twitter at Doug Bell ESPN. Coming up next, we'll shift gears, open up the entertainment page right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.